WTOP News Time 422.
Looks like no deal close on a plan to cut the deficit by over $1 trillion in 10 years. But lawmakers will work through the weekend trying. The committee has till Monday to provide the public notice of any agreement and needs to vote by Wednesday.
Well, joining us to talk more about it, Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. Good to have you back, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Gee, we're in Washington and they're coming down to the last minute. I can't believe something like this would happen. From the people you're talking to, how likely is it that we're going to get a deal? Here.
Well, look, you don't know. And it's like any labor negotiation. It always comes down to the last minute. It focuses the mind. But I got to say, there's not much talk of progress. And in fact, at this point, it's mostly more finger pointing, more blame shifting. And that's not a good sign. It's almost like they're beginning to spin the defeat rather than to build towards an accomplishment. Again, I don't think you can write it off. And as you say, they've got till midnight Monday when they would have to present the CBO with a plan for analysis. But it's getting real close to the wire.
Here's what rankles some people, Chris, that, of course, if they don't reach a deal, cuts take effect not until 2013, which means voters can't even hold these folks accountable this time.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I mean, as the Washington Post, I think, had on the front page this morning, guess what happens, you know, when if they don't make a deal and it all falls apart and the automatic triggers? Nothing. Because none of these effects, none of these cuts, the $1.2 trillion in automatic cuts, including the $500 billion in Pentagon cuts that everybody's talking about, none of that would happen until 2013. And, of course, by then you could have a whole new Congress, a whole new president, and they could rework the whole deal. So you know, as bad as the trigger sounds, and it's certainly, at least in theory, would be very tough, and that was the whole point, to say make a deal because you don't want the triggers, it would not have a dramatic immediate impact. Having said that, though, Hillary, I do think if they come up empty, I do think there will be a powerful reaction, first of all, in the markets, you know, because, again, it'll just sort of like what's happened with Greece and Italy. It'll show a country that seems unable to govern itself. And then second, politically, you know, we saw a real backlash, and you see these polls where Congress has 10% support, 20% support. A lot of that is still, I think, the afterlife of what happened in August with the debt ceiling. I think you would see just further disgust and a further sense of let's throw all the bums out if they can't come up with anything.
What do you have on tap for Fox News Sunday?
Well, we're going to be all over this, of course. I mean, and who knows where it'll be as of Sunday morning, but we're going to have the Republican chairman of the committee, Jeb Hensarling of Texas, one of the Democratic members, Javier Becerra, and then we're going to talk about the impact if there is no deal or if it's a fake deal with a lot of budget gimmicks. We're going to talk to Mark Zandi, who was a top economic advisor to John McCain in 2008. He's from Moody's Analytics. He's also done some work for the Democrats. We'll talk to him about the political fallout and the economic fallout. Remember, when the markets, when they didn't get the debt ceiling agreement in August, the markets fell 2,000 points in 2 weeks. I'll ask him, could that happen again?
All right, Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. It airs Sunday morning at 9. Thank you, Chris.
Bye, guys.